Okay, so we did Psalm 119, verses 105. So can you remember that? We were talking about the lights and I gave you torches, and with the light, you weren't scared anymore, yeah? Now, I've got a question. Has anybody ever tripped or fallen, had to go to hospital, got plasters on the knees, pots? Yes? Is it anything major? A scar, you've got a scar. How did you do that?
I fell off the car and hit in the table.
Oh, right, fell into a table. That's no good, is it? What did you do?
I got two. One time I was on a green and I did a cartwheel and I struck my ankle and one time I stepped on a rusty nail.
Oh my goodness. One was a stepping on a rusty nail, that's definitely not good. Okay, and one was a cartwheel and spraining your arm. Okay, one more. Go on, then.
I fractured my wrist.
You fractured your wrist? Right. So, this is very difficult, isn't it? So, if you were walking down a dark street and there was no street lights, you may have an accident. You may fall. You may fall off the curb or do anything. I'm going to tell you a story, okay? It's a story about two friends of mine. They live in, it's called a hamlet, which is a tiny little place which has got no street lights, it hasn't got proper roads, it's got muddy paths, and there's just 10 little houses. And me and George went along and we went to visit them, and it was beautiful. It was amazing. The scenery was fantastic. There were sheep. Now, I live in Leeds. We don't get many sheep in Leeds. So they're going, bah, and we enjoyed that. And the cows, there was kestrels in the sky. It was absolutely awesome. The scenery was enough to blow your mind. It was like being in the Yorkshire Dales, yeah? Or the lakes. That's more over this side, isn't it? Yes. Okay, so it was absolutely beautiful. No problems. We parked the car in the drive. We walked along the muddy path in my new shoes. Yes, and it was brilliant. We had our food, we stayed for ages, we came out and it was pitch black. Now, when I'm talking about dark, I don't mean dark round here, right? I don't mean dark in Leeds, because if it's dark in Leeds, you've still got street lights, yeah? You've got car lights, you've got everything around you. You can see televisions in people's houses. It lights up. There is still light in the world. In this little place in the middle of the countryside, there was nothing. It was pitch black. I couldn't see my hand in front of my face. And I thought, oh, no. There was muddy puddles all the way up that path to get back to the car. I'm going to ruin my new shoes. That's what I was worried about, my new shoes. Okay, so I said, George, how are we going to get back to the car? So he said, don't worry, we'll manage. Well, there was thorns and there was all sorts. There was a ditch, there was a wall, it was terrible. But what happened? All of a sudden, there was a bright light from behind me. So what had happened? Does anybody know? Anybody know what had happened? A bright light came behind me. I didn't step in a puddle, no. Basically, my friend Tony, who lives in the hamlet, who knows what it's like, had got the torch, okay? So he shone the torch and he said, don't worry, we'll get you to the car. So that's what we did. We safely got to the car, my shoes were safe and everything was brilliant, okay? That could not have happened unless we'd have had the light. So the Bible, I've got a youth Bible today, okay? Has any of you got youth Bibles? Any got children's Bibles? Yes, fantastic. The Bible is God's word, and it's what we should use to help us live in everyday life. Okay, it teaches us how to better live our lives. If you open the Bible, now, I'll talk about it in a minute. There's different ways to read the Bible these days. Okay, but we've got to remember the Bible tells us how to live our lives, everyday lives. So who's ever fallen out with your friends? Yeah? Do you have arguments?
Yes.
Do you think, I'm always right? Yes, all these things. Well, the Bible will help you and teach you how you're able to solve problems with friends. If you use the Bible, it teaches you everyday things. It helps you how to talk nicely to people. It helps you to know how to love people. It teaches you. That's what the Bible does, okay? And it helps us, because has anybody ever been picked on at school? I got picked on for my red hair, okay? Has anybody? It's not nice, is it? It's not nice when people start saying horrible things about us. But do you know what the Bible teaches us? The Bible teaches us what God says about us. So God says we're amazing people. God says we're very bright people. God tells us that he loves us. And if you know what the Bible tells you, so your teachers in Sunday school and the kids' club, they will tell you week by week by week, but what God is saying and what Jesus is saying to each one of you, he builds you up. If you know the truth about what Jesus and God are saying, then you will know that the things that those people are saying can't hurt you. Okay, so that's really important. So I've got another story, because the Bible, it's a light to our feet, but it's also a manual, isn't it? You adults should know this. It's a manual that helps us to know how to move forward in life. Okay, so I've got a story. This is about me and Pastor George. So George does not like manuals. Manuals are boring. Manuals are terrible. They take hours to read, and why not just go and start something straight away? Because surely you can work it out later. I think we might have quite a few people who like that sort of life. Living on the edge. Yeah? It doesn't always work. Okay, so we got a new car. That's amazing for us to get a new car. It was very exciting. We even went to a proper garage. That's brilliant. So we went to the garage. The guy had the car ready. We had to wait 2 days. It wasn't just one that you went on the side of the road and drove off. We had to wait. It was really difficult. So we got the new car. The engine was running. It was amazing. The engine sounded brilliant. It wasn't banging and juddering and anything like that. It was working. So we got in the car, and the man said, "Do you want me to go through how the car works?" And George says, "No, you're fine. I've been driving for years. Not a problem." So we drove the car home. George was dead excited. We got home. We went and had a cup of tea. And then we decided we'd go to McDonald's, because that's one of our favourite places. What about you? Do you like McDonald's? Yeah. Burgers and everything. Yeah, that's me. Milkshakes a lot. Okay. So we said, right, we'll go. We got in the car. George put the key in the ignition, turned it on. Well, it didn't turn on. It wouldn't go. Oh, my goodness. So I said, right, it must be one of these really new cars that you press a button and it just starts. We looked all over the dashboard, no buttons. It wasn't that new. Okay? So we got out of the car, we shut the doors, we locked it up. We unlocked it, we got back in the car, we put the key in the engine, and it still didn't work. And it was like, oh, what have we done? And I'm saying, well, you should have listened to the man in the shop. He told us. So, because, of course, I knew everything. And it just carried on. It was terrible. So I said, do you think I should get the manual out of a glove compartment? So George is saying, no, we don't need manuals. But I got the glove compartment and I got the manual and I'm reading through. And then I said, it says if you want to start the car, you've got to put your foot fully down on the clutch and then it'll start. So George did this, turned the key, and the car started. How brilliant. But you know what happened? It wasn't a happy ending. Because with our new car, to put it in reverse, you had to press a button and put it into reverse. Well, he pushed it over to where reverse is, but it wasn't. It was first gear. And we went into the garage. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is, you know, the Bible is really important. Some people believe it takes too long to read it. Some people believe it's really boring.